USA News. I'm Jerry Varnish. President Biden is planning to hold debt ceiling negotiations on Tuesday with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders.
I remain optimistic because I'm a congenital optimist. But I really think there's a desire on their part as well as ours to reach agreement. I think we'll be able to do it.
As the June 1st deadline to raise the nation's debt limit draws nearer, economists have warned that a default could lead to a global financial crisis. Biden has previously noted that a default is, quote, not an option. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley isn't taking sides in a recent lawsuit involving the party's frontrunner.
There's a verdict, and I think there's been an appeal. And I think it stands where it stands, and I think the American people need to make a decision based on that.
Haley speaking to CBS's Face the Nation about former President Trump being found liable for sexual abuse and defamation. Daniel Penny, who's facing second-degree manslaughter charges in New York, is getting money for his defense from online donors.
Penny's lawyers started a legal defense fund and have raised over $1 million from over 25,000 donors so far. Penny's lawyers say he acted in self-defense when he put Jordan Neely in a chokehold that killed him on a Manhattan subway earlier this month. Penny was released on $100,000 bond and is due back in court on July 7th. I'm Dave Collins.
At least three people are dead after an interstate crash in Southern California on Sunday morning. Officials say 10 people were hurt, with two patients airlifted having serious injuries. The political future of Turkish President Erdogan appears headed for a runoff. Erdogan, in office for 20 years, holds a slim lead in Sunday's vote, but just under the 50% threshold, which would trigger the expected runoff. Sunday marked the one-year anniversary of a mass shooting that left 10 people dead in Buffalo, New York. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
For the second time this year, Memphis Grizzlies guard Ja Morant flashed a gun on social media. The team suspended the All-Star guard indefinitely on Sunday. The 23-year-old had been suspended by the NBA for 8 games during the regular season after live-streaming video of himself holding a firearm at a Denver-area nightclub back in March. Morant entered a counseling facility and apologized for his actions. Jason Tatum set a Game 7 record for scoring in the Celtics' blowout victory over the Sixers on Sunday. Tatum scored 51 points as the Celtics move on to the Eastern Conference Finals for a second straight season and face the Heat. The NCAA's power over college athletics may have diminished in the last couple of years, but there's one issue where it stands firm.
The governing body for college athletics says no gambling by student athletes on any sport anywhere, even where it's legal, like Iowa. That's where dozens of current and former athletes from the state's two biggest public schools, Iowa and Iowa State, are now linked to a sports betting investigation. The University of Iowa says current athletes under investigation have been suspended from their teams. All this comes days after Alabama fired its baseball coach over an alleged bet on his team's game against LSU last month. I'm Richard Johnson.
The multi-state lotteries are back in the triple digits. No one picked all six numbers in Saturday's Powerball drawing, and that means Monday night's jackpot is worth $135 million. As for Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot, that's worth $113 million. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.